This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says damage to U.S. businesses, says the biggest ransomware attack on record, appears to be minimal, but information is still incomplete. The company whose software was exploited says it appears that fewer than 1,500 businesses worldwide were compromised, all through cybersecurity experts are cautioning that estimate could be low. Also Tuesday, a security researcher who chatted online with representatives of the Russia-linked R Evil gang responsible for the attack says that they claim to have stolen data from hundreds of companies but offered no evidence. The ransomware was spread Friday to victims in at least 17 countries from a compromised server belonging to the Miami-based company Kaseya. Top Biden administration officials on Tuesday hosted a brother to Saudi Arabia's powerful crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, in the highest-level such visit known since the U.S. made public intelligence findings linking the crown prince to the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Biden administration did not publicly disclose the visit by Prince Khalid bin Salman, Saudi Arabia's deputy defense minister. In advance, President Joe Biden has pledged to make a pariah of the kingdom's crown prince. And this happened during his presidential campaign over Khashoggi's killing and other abuses. But his administration has instead emphasized U.S. strategic interests with Saudi Arabia. The high-level sessions with the prince, a younger brother, and confidant to the